Welcome to NBA Therapy. Today we're going to start with Nate's reaction to the Nets-Blazers game. And you can skip to the time in the description if you want to hear the playoff prediction from us. Enjoy.
All right, guys and girls. I know we don't normally do this for the podcast, but I wanted to record this right before you hear our 2020 playoff predictions. We're basically just going to give our brackets, pick our favorites for the title, and tell you who we think is winning the championship. But first, I just want to get into this real quick. I'm recording this on a Saturday morning. Normally, we do it Sunday. I just watched the Nets game versus the Trailblazers. That was last night on a Friday night. And, well, funny story about that. I didn't want to watch it last night, and I turned off my phone completely. I didn't look at my computer. I didn't look at anything. I stayed off the internet. My phone was off, so if anyone texted or called me, I wouldn't get it because I didn't want to see any spoilers. And I was really excited about this game just because, I mean, I can't think of the last time that a Nets game was in the spotlight as much as the one that was last night. You know, Damian Lillard's tear and the Portland Trailblazers are the story of the league. And as someone who roots for a team that normally isn't in the limelight and being the second biggest team just in the same city as us, the Knicks are bigger than us. You know, I get really emotional and, you know, make fun of whatever you want, call what you want. But this game was, I mean, just words can't even describe it. I don't even know. I would say it's definitely the game of the bubble. I mean, I thought the Trailblazers-Mavericks game was that. I think this passes it. Maybe game of the year? I feel like it's in the running. It was just back and forth, this emotional roller coaster I'm on. And it's funny because this game didn't even matter for the Nets. We're already locked into the seventh seed. It meant everything for Portland. Their season's on the line. But this game just meant so much in the actual like reality of the league, just because if Portland gets in, you know, everyone's picking them to beat the Lakers. There's all this hype around the Trailblazers. You know, when the NBA publishes these ridiculous all bubble teams or all NBA bubble, whatever they call it, you know, Damian Lillard, and they give the awards. Damian Lillard's probably going to give, he's probably going to get the MVP, and he's a lock for first team. I mean, maybe they'll give it to like Devin Booker or TJ Warren of all people, but I can't see how it's not Dame after last night. And it just would have been it would have sucked if we like rested Joe Harris and they beat us by like 20 or 15 and stayed in control the whole game, but all our guys were playing, and you could just tell from the jump that both teams were balls deep into this game. You know, just so much emotion was out of it, and I loved how hard the Nets played, even in a meaningless game like this. I hate it when teams throw in the towel on random games. I get doing it once in a while, but doing it for like 20% of the season, which I think some teams have done that are actually in the playoffs, it just is kind of ridiculous to me, and I don't really support that. You know, these guys are professionals. These guys play basketball for a living. They've been playing it all their life. You have to imagine they're a little competitive. Like, and you can clearly see in that Nets game just how competitive those guys are, how much they just want to win, and what a statement win it would be if they were able to knock off Portland with this huge momentum they're having, and Portland wouldn't even make the playoffs. I mean, it's a story that they lost, but imagine they won, and Portland's packing right now. I don't know if teams have yet left the bubble yet. I imagine not because there's still games going on. I want to say that Saturday is the last day of games. Oh, no, Saturday's the play-in, but I imagine all the other teams are pretty much getting ready to go home that aren't in the playoffs. But, man, just what a ride this game was. I'll tell you, I like to think I'm a very calm, collected person. Not that I don't show emotion, but I very rarely get actually angry and mad and extremely frustrated and like physically show it. And I was a wreck after this game. Let me tell you, a mess. And it was very uncharacteristic of me. Normally, when the Nets lose a game, a really close game, and it seems to happen all the time, we're always in these fourth quarter games that we somehow manage to blow, or like playoff games, whatever. I'll normally just like smack the couch a few times or like hit a pillow. You know, I don't think it's good to bottle up, you know, anger or rage or energy or whatever. I think it's good to like let it out. But you don't want to be one of those idiots that like throws a computer or throws their phone or throws their controller through a window or through a TV. You know, you want to make sure you're not hitting something expensive. So I go for the pillow and the couch. And man, I still don't know how that last shot didn't go in by Karis LeVert. If anyone didn't watch, basically, you should go watch it before you even listen to this. It was one of the best games of the year. It was just back and forth, both teams going at it. Karis LeVert and Damian Lillard seemed like the two best players ever. There was one quote where, I mean, we were picking up Damian Lillard before half court. He hit a shot from the logo, you know, logo Lillard. He hit so many just contested threes in his face that you wouldn't expect to make. And then Karis LeVert was just doing whatever he wanted. He, you know, Gary Trent, who I think is probably Portland's best one-on-one defender. I think he's one of the best defending guards, honestly, in the league right now. And it just, like, didn't matter. Karis LeVert abused him. He couldn't guard LeVert last night, couldn't. And we needed two people to even try and guard Lillard. But the point I'm getting to is just that I was just so happy that our guys stepped up, being Jared Allen, Joe Harris, LeVert, Tyler Johnson, TLC, Garrett Temple. You know, both teams deserve to win. Both teams, like, put their hearts on the line, wear their heart on the sleeve. I didn't think either team deserved to lose. And it sucks that that's how it is in sports, where someone always has to win and someone always has to lose, especially in basketball. No ties in basketball. And, you know, after I was able to calm down a little bit and collect myself after the game, I just kind of thought, like, man, this is why we love the NBA. This is why we're fans of these teams. This is why we invest so much time and energy into rooting for these teams and, you know, buying their gear and following these players and supporting them. It's for moments like this where we get to watch our guys play at the highest level. We get to watch, you know, the team play at the highest level possible and just put out everything on the line. And what a show it was. Karis LeVert, I mean, I don't know off the top of my head. I want to see he had like 37 points, 10 assists, some crazy like that, 9 assists. Lillard had like 41 and 12. It was just a crazy game. So much was going on, and I normally don't get so mad, like I said before, but I just lost it after this game. Just what a game it was, and it's so frustrating because the Nets are, you know, like I said earlier, barely in the spotlight. We're never a team. I can't remember the last time. I feel like the last time this many people watched a Nets game wasn't even the playoffs. It was probably, honestly, maybe D-Wade's last game. It was in Brooklyn. Maybe that, but that wasn't. And it's funny how most of these games aren't even, that people watch the Nets for, aren't even for the Nets. Like, people watched last night because Portland was trying to make a run. People watched that D-Wade game because, you know, it's D-Wade's last game. But the Nets are so very rarely in the spotlight. And I mean, the media really irks me, because the common story with the Nets, and take this from someone, I imagine every NBA fan has this problem. What NBA fan agrees with what the national media says about their team? No one. You know, a Bulls fan doesn't like how they portray them. A Charlotte fan, a Celtics fan, a Lakers, it's definitely the Lakers right now. Any fan of a team doesn't like how the mainstream portrays them because they feel they don't understand, and that's how I'm feeling right now. You know, people would tell me, like, oh, like Dinwiddie was our best player. Not that I don't love Dinwiddie, but come on, could we stop putting that to bed? And just, I feel like with the NBA bubble, all the fake NBA fans are coming out of the woodwork because sports are finally back. There's nothing on TV. You know, everyone's eyes is glued to the NBA right now because it's one of the few leagues where this is actually working. I mean, just look at baseball right now. And it's one of the few, I guess, sports that are actually making it work. Like, this bubble has gone amazing. I can't say how many times I've commented to the NBA about it. But look, like when I start hearing Dinwiddie's our best player, or Durant and Kyrie, like, why would they choose the Nets? They suck. They're never doing well. Like, it's more than just simple wins and losses. I'll just paint this scene. Think about it. We fought injuries all year. Caris LeVert was hurt. Garrett Temple was hurt. I want to say Dinwiddie missed some time with an injury. Kyrie has been in and out of the starting lineup. He only has played like 20 games, and the games he's played we actually have a worse record. KD's not even back. Our coach gets fired. All of the drama, all of the nonsense that's going on with the Nets right now, and we're in the playoffs. Like, we're a 7 seed. We're in the playoffs. Just think about it. When was the last time a team fired their coach mid-season and that team still made the playoffs? Let's look at the teams that fired their coach this year. The Bulls and the Knicks, they're not even close to the playoffs. This doesn't happen. I can see if it's a case like with the Bucks where Joe Prunty was their coach. They were like the 7 seed, lost in the first round. They fire him, get Bud, Eastern Conference Finals, best record in the league, all that. I get that. But I'm talking about mid-season, new coach. You know, Dinwiddie's not there for coronavirus. DeAndre Jordan's not there. Wilson Chandler. We're missing all these players in the bubble. The coaches coached, I think, 3 games before the bubble. By the way, Jacques Vaughn, it's a French name, Jacques Vaughn, he's done an amazing job, really. I hope he gets a lot of look for the next, you know, who we're planning to hire as our coach, because, I mean, I'll take him. I can't think of a better option right now. He's been great, you know, and he's really expiring a lot out of our guys. I don't know how that's going to change with KD and Kyrie back, but, man, you can tell how competitive these guys are. Just the hunger and the passion, the desire they played with in that game. I was having a panic. I almost wish I was just like, just a fan of like some other NBA team and I could have just watched the game and enjoyed it, but I'm having panic attacks the whole time. And you know me, like, we're competitive. NBA fans, I imagine we're competitive. We want our teams to win, and it would have been such a statement to just shut up everyone saying, you know, everyone's getting cute, picking the – all these talking heads are getting cute, trying to pick the Trailblazers to upset the Lakers. And, you know, Charles Barkley's like, the Trailblazers are going to the finals. Everyone's like, Lakers are in trouble. Trailblazers are going to beat them. Trailblazers are going to make noise. And it would have been such a statement to be like, you think they're making noise? They're not even going to make the playoffs. And they're losing to the Nets. Oh, what a win it would have been. It still hurts that we weren't able to get it done, but look, I know we lost, and I couldn't have asked for LeVert to play any better. So when he missed the shot at the end for the buzzer, I didn't even have the energy to get mad at him. Like, I couldn't. He played a perfect game. He literally did everything he could to will us to win except that shot. Now, I choose to not judge players by one shot or one play. I choose to judge them by what they do, you know, their whole career and what they've been with us. And he's special. And I think this game has showed us. I think he's proved that last year in the playoffs when he was our leading scorer and was actually being efficient with guys like Ben Simmons, Tobias Harris, you know, Jimmy Butler, good defenders on him in that Sixers series. And he was able to get to a spot and do what he wanted. And you can see in this Portland game where, you know, back to the wall, everyone thinks Portland's just going to roll us. Honestly, I could be overreacting. A lot of people might have not even watched this game because they were just so sure Portland was going to win and move on. And just the energy and intensity the Nets came out with, I can't get over it. And Portland, obviously, they played a hell of a game. They won. Damian Lillard is just – he's unguardable. Every shot is like that he made, I just generically was like, oh, it's going in. Because that's just what it seems like. The dude's averaging like 50 in the last 3 games. He's on this historic, you know, pace and this historic record. PG and Pat Bev really ignited something in him. I wish they were playing the Clippers, man, the first round. I feel like that'd be so much more fun than the Lakers. If they got the Clippers in the first round and with the PG and Dame thing, oof, that would be fun. But I think we'll get a treat just seeing them in the playoffs. But I mean, you could tell just how emotional that game was because, you know, we don't have a camera to see me. But at the end of the game, Damian Lillard was like, I can't even describe his. I can't even describe how he reacted. As soon as that ball missed and he found that one, he didn't even like celebrate or wave his fist and scream. Yeah, he just took like the biggest breath and was like, "It's over. We won. We're out of it. We can make the playoffs. Like we did it. It's over." Just such a sigh of relief after that game. Just back and forth. So many lead changes and. I just wanted to say, like, I love watching the NBA. You know, it's such an amazing league. It really is. All those guys, you can tell that most of them really just care about basketball and winning. You can tell a lot of them are just not going through the motions and are in it for the money. No, like, this is serious. And these guys take it personal when they're counted out or doubted and – everyone wants to prove something. And when the Nets, when we had so many guys out, it was kind of just like next man up. We signed all these players. We kind of just, you know, duct taped this team together to get us through the finish line, get us to the playoffs. And, oh, my God, it was amazing just watching these two teams compete like this. I feel so lucky being an NBA fan. I feel so lucky being a Nets fan, even that we lost. And I can't wait till next year when we add, I think, two of the most talented offensive players I've ever seen in my life onto this team of guys that just want to compete, guys that play hard, guys that are well-coached, know what they're doing, and, oh, man, it's going to be a sight to see. And I can't wait for it. So, for everyone listening, thank you. Excuse me, for everyone listening, thank you. It took me a while to put this together. I don't even know what to make of this game. I still can't believe it happened. I've never been so, you know, emotionally invested in just a game that literally meant nothing for our seeding. And, oh man, just... once it was over, just... oh my gosh. I'm having trouble just forming sentences right now, but just want to say what an amazing game. I think it was game of the year. And I had to say this, and I can't wait till next year. I can't wait till the playoffs. These guys compete. Caris LeVert, man, that dude's special. He's got something. I hope the league realized it today, but that's all for me. And here are our playoff predictions. Thank you. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to NBA Therapy. This is episode 13. We are officially one day away from the NBA playoffs. We're recording this on a Sunday. It is August 16th. My boy Steven, co-host, leaves for college in 2 days. I leave in about a week. A lot of stuff's going on right now, but what's most important is the playoffs. And think about it. In 24 hours, we're going to be watching playoff basketball. How long? When was the last time you thought you could say that? A year ago?
More than a year ago.
Right? Yeah, really, actually. Yeah, because it's August. It's like 14 months about. It's been too long since playoff basketball. And I feel like a lot of people, including probably both of us, have forgotten just how great it is compared to regular season basketball. Just because the stakes, legacies on the line, all these narratives going into it. You know, you got just every game is meaningful. There's never like a dud game unless the team's like up 3-0 and it's like the 1-8 seed. But I'm excited, and we're about to get into our playoff predictions. We both filled out our brackets, and yeah, I assume we're gonna have similar ones, but who knows? There might be some differences.
All right, so where are we starting with? What's side of the bracket?
Whatever you want. You want to start with the East or West? I was thinking we could do first round of both both conferences, then second, then third.
Yeah.
All right, so you want to go East first?
All right, sure.
All right, we'll start with the 1-8 series. Milwaukee Bucks versus Orlando Magic. Who you got and why?
Bucks in four. It's pretty simple. The Bucks are the better team. They're going to turn it up. The Bucks have been playing like their starters like 30 minutes a night the whole regular season. They'll be rested and ready to go. So I've got Bucks in four.
Yeah, the Bucks have been great in the bubble. Even though there's been a few games where like they've rested starters or haven't tried. Hopefully Giannis won't headbutt anybody. I don't think he will. But I'm picturing that Detroit Pistons series last year where they just rolled them. So I also have Bucks in four. Sorry, Orlando.
Yeah.
That's like I think this is gonna be probably the worst series. Yeah, this will be the worst series in the whole playoffs.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty like self-explanatory. Like we don't need to get into why the Bucks would beat the Magic. So
who'd
next
you say
up,
the Magic? Wait, who would you say the Magic's best player is? Vooch, right?
Yeah, Vucevic. Yeah.
Yeah, Bucks have the two best players in the series. It'll be over pretty quickly.
The Bucks. I mean, the Magic. If you just like upped everyone's game, like at their ceiling, they'd be pretty well matched for the Bucks. But, like, they're just not that good. Like, Jonathan Isaac could handle Giannis.
And yeah, but he's injured.
I know. I'm just saying, like, theoretically.
Yeah. I mean, like, they're one of those well-coached, play-hard teams. No stars. Everyone kind of just does their thing. But there's a ceiling to that. And teams like that normally don't get to the second round, especially when they're playing the Bucks, who are one of the favorites.
For sure. So, next series is which one?
Toronto Raptors versus my Brooklyn Nets at the 2-7 spots.
And who do you have?
I have the Nets in 7.
Stop it.
No, I'm joking.
That's so cat. Oh, my God. I actually thought, yeah.
No, I can't. Maybe if Kyrie and KD were healthy, I would. If they were just like magically healthy right now, I'd pick something different, but. I have to be realistic, so I'm not going to do that. What do you have?
I've got Raptors in... I wrote 5 here. I want to say 4 now, though.
You can say 4. I have Raptors in 5. I think we'll steal a game. We did the same thing to Philly, and just... I just feel like there will be a game where, I don't know, Siakam struggles, Lowry doesn't score a lot, and they have to, like, rely on, like, Van Vliet or something, and LeVert just outplays him.
Yeah, I could see
I think we can steal a game just because I think we've been way better than what people thought in the bubble. I feel like most people thought we'd be the 8 seed and Orlando would be the 7 right now, and I just think, I don't know. I feel like it's not unrealistic to say we can get a game, but we're not going to win this series, much as I want us to.
Yeah, I just think that the Raptors aren't going to put their foot on the pedal like immediately right on the Nets like that. So
yeah, I feel like the Bucks will do the same thing, but I think the Bucks are chilling. Like I don't think Giannis will play more than 32 minutes a game.
I feel the other way around. I really don't. I just feel like Giannis just like plays 100% all out all the time.
No, he does, but this is more like a Mike Budd thing where he'll just rest him. Like, Giannis doesn't play a lot of minutes, but when he's in, his usage is so high, and Giannis just, like, kills everyone.
Yeah, I can see
either way,
that.
These are, honestly, these are probably the two worst series, right?
Yeah.
The Nets one could be fun. There'd be some close games. I mean, I think the Nets one would be fun. Our Sixers series was fun. We had a few close games.
Yeah, there's not much to talk about here.
There's a ceiling to this stuff.
Yeah. So the next series would be
Boston Celtics versus Philadelphia 76ers at the 3-6 spot.
What do you have?
See, I'm not going to lie. I was going to say Celtics in 4.
That's what I have.
I'll just say 5. Celtics in 5.
I have Celtics in 4. I don't think there's a way that the Sixers, like, Brad Stevens really knows how to game plan for Embiid. Usually struggles against the Celtics. And
Tice is great with bigs in the post.
Yeah, and the 76ers
Tice is great
have
with,
no
like,
way.
Slow bigs. Tice is great with slow bigs.
Yeah. They don't have a way to match the Celtics 4 guys. So. Yeah.
And just... Jalen and Tatum will probably give Tobias Harris problems. I mean, Al Horford, I feel like they got Al Horford. I mean, that was more of like a Giannis thing for the Sixers, and Al Horford hasn't been great this year. He's had a few good games in the bubble, but just without Ben Simmons, I can't see this series going more than 5. as much as I love Joel Embiid, it's just a really bad matchup because I think Boston's one of the best teams in the league.
Yeah, I feel pretty confident about saying that this game's going to be a sweep. I mean, this series.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think that.
I could see it. Honestly, I could see that. Boston's just, they're just really good. It's that simple.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like, I think Philly's crunch time five will, I mean, I guess Thibault would be in it, but it's going to be Alec Burks or Shake Milton. Mm-hmm. Alec Burks, Shake Milton, or Matisse Thibault. Two of those three will be playing crunch time, and I can't be confident in one of them. I'm confident with six guys in the Celtics in crunch time. Actually, maybe seven. Probably six.
Who would you say?
Kemba, Smart, Jalen, Tatum, Hayward, Tice. I'm good with all those guys playing crunch time.
Who are you thinking seven for?
No, I just off the top of my head. If I had to put someone there, I don't even know what. Grant Williams? I think they're good with that six.
Yeah, that six is pretty good.
Grant Williams is going to get playing time, though.
Yeah, and Tice can shoot, so he's just going to bring out Embiid. I mean,
yeah, Tice is good. No, yeah, this series is, these are probably some of the lackluster series. It'll be fun to see Boston and Philly, though.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I mean, honestly, I'm kind of just watching Embiid because I feel like he can be the best player on the court at times if he really wants to be dominant. It's just, who knows if that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think Embiid is actually, I'm not as high as Embiid as you are.
You don't think he could be the best player on the floor for like just two games?
I don't think he can win a game by himself. Because I don't think he knows what to do when a team traps him or doubles him. Like, his passing has improved out of those, but
yeah, he's still not there. Yeah, he has better passing at the post, but it's not like superstar level. Nowhere near that. It's no Jokic stuff.
Yeah, no, he's not a superstar at all. No.
This series would be way more interesting if it was like Jokic and the Sixers squad. That'd be a fun series.
Possibly. Let's go to
Celtics. Yeah. So I have Celtics in five. You have Celtics in four. Let's go to the big first round matchup of the East. The 4-5 Miami Heat versus Indiana Pacers. Who you got and why?
Pacers in six.
Ooh.
I think the Heat are too young of a team. I don't think they have a whole lot of guys with playoff experience.
Pacers are pretty young.
Yeah, but you've got guys who've been there. Except
so is Miami. Actually, not really. Just Jimmy Butler.
I think they've got too many. They got too many rookies and too many like young guys. Like to have Adebayo, Robinson, and Nunn. Just I don't
and
trust
Hero.
That.
And Hero. Yeah. Olynyk's been in playoff games though. That's the guy who probably has the most experience in that team that's going to play, Olynyk. He's more experienced than Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler's not a good – he's never been good in the playoffs, which people just don't –
I think he's been – I feel like when he was in the Bulls and they were playing the Celtics, remember they were up 2-0 in 2017?
That's what I'm saying. If his best series is a series they lost in, like, six.
Yeah, but he was – they lost in six. But I'm just saying, like – He has had moments. Like, I don't think it's unrealistic that Jimmy plays well in this series.
I can recall a moment. I don't even think he's had one 35-point game in the playoffs.
It's crazy. Jimmy Butler has – no, actually, he's been in the second round because the Philly team, I was about to say. That was probably his most – that was probably the best experience he got. I have the Heat 7.
No. I really think that the Pacers are just going to take this. Like – the Pacers didn't lose because they were the worser team in the first matchup of the bubble. They just didn't have a game plan for TJ Warren's traps, and they were missing shots. And we saw in this most recent game that Indiana's bench is far superior to Miami's.
No, and it's not far superior.
I think so. Even in the other game, we saw that
Indy's
too.
What's Indy's bench? What's your bench? Name your bench. I bet Miami's bench is just as good.
McConnell. Holiday, McDermott, and Goga. It depends who we roll out there. Jakar Sampson.
All right, this is their bench: Dragic, Olynyk, Hero, Jared Jones because he got injured.
No, he's playing. He's playing. He's playing.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, Dragic, Olynyk, Hero, and Derrick Jones. That's not a
Sounds great on paper, but the Pacers outplayed them both games, so.
I thought the bench played actually well in the last time they played.
Which game?
In the bubble, in the, no, not the most recent one. The one where, like, Warren had a bad game and everyone was, like, clowning him for it. The Heat won. Butler, Bam, everyone played.
I don't know. Oh, not to mention that the Heat have Butler, Tyler Herro, who's really young, too. I don't think
he's good. I trust that guy in the playoffs. I honestly do. In the first round, I kind of trust him. He's good.
I don't know. Indiana's now the 4 seed. Miami's the 5 seed. Historically, 4 seed just dominates the 5 seed. Indiana's 4-0 at home in the bubble.
I kind of feel like we have to throw out – I feel like not throw out historical stuff, but rely on it less because we're in a bubble. Like, does home court really matter as much as it does?
I just think Indiana's
didn't
the better
even play,
team.
Think about it. Last time you played Miami, right? Which was, what, 2 days ago? Yesterday? 2 days ago, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Jimmy Butler didn't play, right? Or Bam? One of them missed the game.
Were you talking about the one recently?
The one recently where Derrick Jones got hurt and then you guys won?
That's what I'm saying about the benches, because, what's it, they had Butler and Adebayo out.
Yeah, Butler and Bam didn't even play. Like, they did not care at all for you guys to get the 4 seed, which honestly bothered me. But
Oladipo, TJ Warren, and Miles Turner. No, wait, was it Oladipo? Yeah. Oladipo, TJ Warren, and Miles Turner. They didn't play either.
You guys didn't care either, so I don't think it really matters.
I think it showed that our bench was superior to theirs, and I'm not gonna
take those games so seriously when five of the best 7 players on both teams don't play.
Look, I think we're just gonna see Pacers in 6. I think that the Pacers are gonna just take command of the series.
I think Heat in 7. I think if you want to talk historically, I mean, do the Heat not have the 2 best players in the series? Ooh.
Okay, but come playoff time, I do not trust Jimmy Butler with his shooting or his. I don't think he's going to be drawing fouls at the same rate he will in the regular season.
I mean, it's kind of been a career year for Jimmy. I feel like if it's any year for him to, like, do really well in the playoffs this year, averaging a career high in free throw attempts, assists, and rebounds. Like, and he's basically just up there with points. I want to say it's, like, a second highest year. He's been good. He's been really good this year. So, I have faith in Jimmy. I have faith in Bam. I have faith in Spo. I have faith in the Heat. They're a team.
Really quick, I just want to talk about the Pacers. We're the 4th seed. We have the 7th best record in the league. And TJ Warren missed 6 games. Aaron Holiday missed 7 games. Sabonis missed 11 games. Miles Turner missed 11 games. Brogdon missed 19 games. Lamb missed 27 games. And Oladipo missed 54 games.
Yeah,
Oladipo. So, I don't know where this Pacers slander is coming from people. Like, I'm looking at the betting odds.
I think Heat in 7. I think this game is going to go down to the wire. I think this series is going to be awesome.
Like, we haven't been healthy all year, and we're just getting healthy.
I don't feel as confident in my pick as you do. I really think this series could be like a coin flip.
See, I think if it goes 7, the Heat might beat us there, possibly. But I don't think so. I think we go up. I think we take...
You take game 5, then.
We take a 3-2 lead. And then we go
close
game
out. 6,
and we just win there. I don't think Jimmy Butler has it in him. Like, as much as people say Jimmy Butler is so mentally tough and all that, he hasn't proven it. Maybe in the regular season, maybe in practice.
I just think that dude really cares about winning. I think that's what it's more like. Like, you know, the 3 a.m. workouts, that type of stuff. That dude just really cares. And I feel like it's kind of like everyone wants – call him a locker room cancer. I think he's been the opposite this year, and I just think that Simmons, Embiid, Wiggins, Towns, all the guys he left, I just think he didn't think they wanted to win. I think he feels good about this Miami squad.
I don't think he will, because I think these guys are a lot younger than those guys, so I don't think it's the same.
I just think I've never seen him And if you want to say his playoff struggles, I've never seen him this comfortable on a team. Like, I've never seen him so happy to be on one team. He seems extremely happy to be on the Miami Heat right now.
He was happy on the Bulls.
Not as with Tibbs playing him like 46 minutes a game.
I just think you've seen him like win a lot of these regular season games. I think like you see him go down 1-0 and it's just like the team just starts to panic. Like, I don't trust those guys to just all of a sudden turn it around. Like, I don't see that. I think if they're struggling, it's going to be like, oh, what's going on? Like, what do we do now?
Wait. Besides Brogdon, what player in your team has been to the second round and third round?
Well, Miles Turner's been playing in the playoffs for how many years?
Yeah, but what player has been in like the second or third round besides Brogdon? And Brogdon was injured for some of it.
But these guys have NBA playoff experience.
I'm just saying, like, you're acting like they have so much more experience. Like, Jimmy's been in the second round. Olynyk's been in the third round. Dragic's been in the playoffs. I don't know if he's been in the second round, but he's been in the playoffs.
But you're naming a lot of guys who are just, like, role guys.
Dragic's going to play, like, 30 minutes. Jimmy is their best player. You think second best player. It's not a role guy. Like, I'm not naming role guys. Olynyk is, like, what, their seventh man? Olynyk could play crunch time. I'm open to anything.
I don't even think...
Myers Leonard doesn't play? I didn't even mention... Wait, is Myers Leonard playing? Is he healthy?
Yes.
He's been in the third round. What are you talking about?
What? That's not how you just look at guys. You don't just say that guy's been to the third round. Like,
wait, Myers Leonard, you know he averaged in that Warriors series last year? 17-7.
He also...
Shooting like 50% from three.
He also got benched this year. He also got benched this year from the starting lineup.
Wasn't that because he was hurt?
No, that's because he wasn't good for the team.
Bro, I've watched Heat games. He's been fine. There's no way. He hasn't played most of these games.
He got moved to the bench because Bam was good at center, and they didn't want Leonard at the five because there was too many problems with Leonard at the five.
All right, well, then Leonard will come off the bench. Either way, they have guys who've been in playoff games that really matter, and they've had guys who played well. Like, Olynyk's played well in playoff games. Same with Butler, and same with Myers Leonard. Myers Leonard was great in that Warriors series. No one really remembers it, but he was good.
I just think the Pacers are a better team. Like, just straight up, they're the better team.
I disagree. They don't have the two best players in the series. And I think that matters way more in the playoffs than the regular season. Who has the best players in the series?
I think they have a better starting five.
That's like, debatable.
You don't look at what all the Celtics series, though. And you just think, like, who's the best player on the floor? I mean, it doesn't always work like that.
Yeah, but they have the two best. When have we seen that fail? Well, seriously, when was the last time the team with the two best players in the series lost? I'm trying to think.
There's been a lot of times where you thought a team had the two best, and after the series you say, man, those guys weren't the two best.
Fair. That's fair. I don't know. I'm confident that the series will go 7 or 6. Like, I can't see this series ending like 5. And I'm confident in Miami pulling it out if it gets close.
I could see Pacers in 5.
Oh, you're really on this. All right, well, we're going to have to agree or disagree. Let's move on to the West.
Okay.
Let's get Lakers, to the 8-1 matchup. Lakers-Trailblazers. This is the series that's probably going to bother me the most of any first-round series. Because I already know if the Blazers go up 1-0, everyone's going to overreact. And for some reason, we do this thing with LeBron where we doubt him. I don't know why we as a basketball community do that. But for some reason, we just doubt LeBron. Like, we do it every year. 2018, everyone was saying he's not getting past the first-seed Raptors. They're way better than this Cleveland team. He's not going to beat them. It was over in 4. Everyone was saying in 2017, are the Cavs getting back to the finals? They finished March like barely 500. They might have been under 500. Everyone's like, are the Cavs getting back to the finals? Are we sure? They lost one game en route to the finals. 2015, Kyrie Love go out. Everyone's like, Warriors in 4. This series won't even be close. They won't even give them problems. It went 6, and Cleveland was up 2-1. I just 2016 down 3-1. It's over for LeBron. He's never going to win another ring. It's done. You know, stop the Jordan comparisons. He only has two rings and they're both with the Heat. Literally every year we do this thing with LeBron where we doubt him and he proves you wrong every time. And I've been right about LeBron so many times, especially when it comes to the playoffs, because I think he's the best playoff performer ever. And I just, I can't see how someone would pick Portland to win this series because they got hot.
You know,
that's my thing.
The Blazers barely won against an injured Grizzlies team, an injured Nets team, injured Sixers team. If the Lakers do that, people are saying there's a problem. And the difference is people are saying the Blazers are a problem.
Yeah, everyone's saying the Lakers are a problem. And last time I checked, they beat the two other top seeds in the West in the bubble. The Clippers and the Nuggets.
And the
Everyone's
Jazz,
like,
too.
The Lakers have problems, and they beat two of the best teams in the league. Like, what's Denver, the seventh best team in the league?
I mean, they're
around
the third
there.
Seed. So the two other teams in the West that
but
are...
Just by record, they're, like, the sixth.
Yeah.
Or Lakers, even maybe fifth.
How many games do you think the series goes?
I have respect for Dame, and I have respect for those Trailblazers guys here. This is my thing. Two big issues. Look, I mean, everyone's acting like Dame didn't struggle in the playoffs last year besides the Thunder round. Like, he did struggle a little bit, and those were against good defensive teams. And the Lakers have been amazing on defense all year, except in the bubble, I get that. But just, I mean, we see how many times, I said this last podcast, how many times have we seen LeBron-led teams flip the switch? I think LeBron's rallying the troops right now. I think that team is ready to go in the playoffs. I think the Lakers have the two best players in the series. Even with Dame on this hot streak and all the questions about Davis, I still think they have the two best players in the series. Just for the two-way ability that Davis can give you and how well LeBron and Davis fit together. Like, McCollum and Lillard are great together, but they don't, like, make plays with each other. Does that, like, you know what I mean? Like LeBron and AD do.
Yeah. Wait, how many games?
Like, I still don't know yet. I think I'm going to go... I'm thinking Lakers in five,
six. I think we see something like LeBron in 2011 when he shut down D. Rose with him and Lillard.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the two-way ability that LeBron has gone up to this year really makes me feel good about that. And also, here, these are the two questions that I have, which is why I still don't understand why people are picking Portland. McCollum, look, he's actually looked great. But the back stuff, I think that's going to limit him when you're playing back-to-back-to-back-to-back in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying?
They're just
like
exhausted.
Like a fractured back.
Like every game the Blazers have played has been within like single digits.
They're like what they're equivalent to, they're like in the second round of a playoff run. Like that's the wear and tear they have right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're really going to have to go up a level. They're really going to have to go up a level to beat this Lakers team. And another question I have. I feel like this is a common theme in Trailblazers games where Nurk will get into foul trouble or their bigs will get into foul trouble. And I just feel like Davis will have something to say about that. I think Davis could foul out Nurk in like 3 minutes if he really wanted to. I think Davis is that good.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? Like, I love Nurk, but... foul trouble has been a little bit of a problem with him, and Davis will definitely have something to say about that. Trust me, the Lakers are definitely looking at that. LeBron's smart enough. He's going to attack that matchup. And I'll go Lakers in six because I think the Blazers are really good, but I don't feel good about it. This could go five. Lakers might even sweep. I don't think the Lakers are
going to
lose.
I can't see it going to six. I can't see it going to six. That's too much for me. I think it's four or five.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, the Blazers have been great, but... come on now. It's LeBron in the first round.
I think they've been overrated just because a lot of guys are scoring. Like, it's just like the games are so high scoring that they just, people look like, oh, this guy had this many points. Yeah, you see how many points they're giving up, though. Like,
and that definitely stops in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I feel like the Lakers will be, I mean, people are saying they're not even trying, they're resting guys. I just can't get over it. They beat the two other best teams in the West by record, and everyone's like, Lakers have problems, they're losing the first round. Whatever. I digress. Let's go to 2-7. I mean, Yeah, let's go to 2-7. I'm done talking about this Lakers Trailblazers series. Clippers versus Mavericks. This six. Series bums me out.
Clippers in six.
Because I really wanted to see Luka in the second round. Like I me don't want to see him. I don't want to see him play the Clippers first round. I'd so rather see him play Houston, OKC, Denver, literally anyone else but the two LA teams. Like I'm so frustrated that he got this matchup.
I think that Porzingis and Luka are gonna be good. I just don't think that. I think like the bench unit might get like blown out.
I had Clips in five.
I don't have a problem with that.
It's a really bad matchup for Dallas. Porzingis has been playing out of his mind lately, and Luka's been great too. But I mean, the Clippers are just. They haven't cared about this regular season at all, and they're still somehow the second seed. They're definitely getting past this first round. Clippers are amazing. They're the best constructed team to win a championship. Like if I were a gambling man, I'd probably bet this Clippers just because I think they have the best chance. Actually, I don't even know, but like they're definitely the favorite this year. I feel. Like, I don't think it's Milwaukee. It's definitely not the Lakers now. I think the Clippers are the favorite right now.
I just think the Clippers are the Clippers.
Yeah. I mean,
no, I love like, Dallas. I think they're going to win six, but I think something happens to the Clippers, like usually it does. Yeah. I'm not going to, I don't want to, say anything, throw out any jinxes. The Clippers just, something always happens with them.
You know what? You're not wrong. I mean, how many times have the Clippers looked amazing? But this team's way different. I think we both feel the same about this. This series just really bums me out. It really bums me out. We can see Luka, of all the people I want to see in the second round, Luka's sixth on that list, maybe fifth.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Like it's also LeBron and AD together. It's LeBron and AD, Kawhi, Giannis. And then, Luka. Luka's, fourth.
Yeah.
So, it sucks. It sucks we have this matchup. But
let's move on to Nuggets. 3-6.
Now, this is what I was hoping for. I was really hoping that Utah would fall to the six. So, I didn't want to see Houston, Utah, because I think that would end pretty quickly. Especially, just Houston has killed this team in the playoffs last year. So, I'm really happy how things played out. Nuggets, Jazz. I think this could be fun, even without Bogdanovich. I think this could be a fun series. What do you got?
Jazz in seven. I mean, you know I like the Jazz. Even without Bogdanovich, I don't think that Denver's. I think they're also too young. I think there's just a lot of guys on Denver that I don't trust, and. I think the Jazz have a lot of guys who've been there. I think Mitchell could explode. I think Conley's playing great.
Conley is playing great.
O'Neal could he holds Royce, his own.
Royce O'Neal, or is it O'Neal or O'Neely? I never know, because the last name's E, and I feel like the commentator has said both.
I just go with O'Neal. I don't know.
I was saying this to a few of our friends. He is maybe the best fifth starter in the league. He's definitely up there. Like, as a fifth starter on any team, he's just perfect.
Miles Turner, too, is one of the best fifth starters.
There's a lot. There's, I feel like I'm just – I just love that guy as a fifth starter. PJ Tucker's a great fifth starter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, guys are going to do their role, who are going to lock up. They're not going to dominate the ball, and they're going to literally do whatever you ask them. Set picks, do anything.
So, what do you have?
I have Nuggets in six.
Wow.
I was gonna say seven. And you know what? I might go seven. You know what? Nuggets in seven. Yeah. Nuggets in seven. I was gonna go six, but I mean, this team went to seven with the Spurs last year, and then they went to seven with Portland and lost. I don't think the Nuggets are that type of team to just blow someone out. Like I feel like every game will be hard fought, good defense on both sides. It sucks Bogdanovich isn't playing. I just think I'm a big guy. I'm a big believer in who's the best player on the floor. And I trust Jokic to get to the second round. This is all Jokic.
I just think Denver's been pretty cold as of late. And
has Will Barton played a game yet? Or Gary Harris? I don't think they played any games in the bubble. Jamal Murray's played like two, maybe three.
Yeah. I don't like Denver's defense either. So
I think Denver has guys that could explode. And, I mean, that Nuggets-Jazz game that went to OT, that was amazing. That's what I'm hoping we get out of this game. But, yeah, this is going to be a great series. I think this is a series a lot of people aren't really paying attention to that people should be.
I think the Jazz have too much playmaking. That Denver's defense, with their defense, they can't stop the Jazz, I don't think.
I think Denver's a lot of playmakers too, though.
Like who? I mean, you do have a lot of playmakers, but... Like, I think after Jokic, it's average.
I just think Jokic is that good.
I mean, I do too, but I think that you've got, like, on the Jazz. I mean, I think the Jazz defense is better than Denver's, first of all. Second of all, I think the Jazz have Conley. Mitchell can play make a little, and Ingles is definitely a good playmaker. So,
I mean, Mitchell can play make, but I don't know if he wants to, especially in the playoffs.
I think Mitchell's the most go-to scorer in the series, too.
Yeah, it's fair. My thing is, I really like what I'm seeing on Michael Porter Jr. I've loved Will Barton, how he's played all year. I think he can keep it up. Jamal Murray will give you a game or two where he just gets like 30. Jokic is going to do Jokic things. Craig, Millsap, I mean, Millsap's playoff guy. Like, I know they're young, but Millsap's the playoff guy. He's been in... Did that Hawks team went to the conference finals, right, in 2015? He's been to a conference finals, Millsap.
Yeah.
Millsap's been in games as, like, a first or second best player on the team, probably second best player on that team. He's been in games, and I trust that guy. I feel good about Denver winning, but I don't feel good about it being like, – I feel it being very close. Like that OT game that the Jazz and Nuggets had. That was just amazing. I think this series will be very hard fought. Great defense, great coaching. This will be a really fun series to watch. Battle of the Rocky Mountains.
Let's move on to Thunder Rockets. Who do you have and how many?
Maybe my favorite first round series. This is where we're going to disagree, I think, a lot.
All right, let me hear it.
I have Rockets in five.
Absurd.
Okay, the case. The case for the Rockets. Again, like I've said before, James Harden is easily the best player on the floor. I haven't seen James Harden eliminated in the first round. I think the last time... Has James Harden ever lost in the first round? I'm going to Google that. James Harden has... Look,
Definitely has.
Are you sure about that?
I think multiple times.
I don't know about that.
Well, he lost to the Warriors. I remember that. He's definitely lost in the first round. He's lost. Okay, he lost in 2010 in the first round, which was very young.
Okay, we can't use that. They lost to the Lakers, who won the championship.
2013 and 2014. Okay.
They lost in 2013 and 2014?
2016.
And 2016? Oh, wow. I actually didn't know that. Well, either way, let's just talk last 3 years. Never mind for that. Every team that has beaten him besides the Spurs, which was in the second round, has been the Warriors. He constantly runs into the Warriors and loses. This team is way more experienced than that Thunder team. As much experience that CP has, we talk about guys like Shea, Schroeder, I mean, Gallo. Like, they've been in, like, first rounds, but the Rockets have way more playoff experience. I trust PJ Tucker. I mean, crazy as it sounds, I trust Robert Covington. Even though last time I saw him in the playoffs, he was bad, he's been great this year. Like really great. I trust and Westbrook's going to be out a few games. I think in a weird way that doesn't really hurt the Rockets as much because, honestly, it could help them just because it lets James really do whatever he wants. And when he does, I mean, it looks dominant. I trust James in the playoffs.
You think it could help them? Yet you have Westbrook in your top. Never mind. For a guy who you don't know if he helps the team that much, that's the reason why I didn't have him in my top 20.
I had him 16th. I didn't have him that high as most people would have him. And my thing was, he's playing with a guy, James Harden, who's literally – James Harden is literally Westbrook, but the better version. Like, the better teammate, just the better version of Westbrook. The more efficient, the better shooter. Like, James Harden is the better version of Russell Westbrook. You know what I mean? Really ball dominant. I feel like Russ, it's a really bad matchup of players to play together. Like, I feel like if Russ was playing with, like, PG, it'd be way better. Or, like, I don't know, Klay Thompson, just anyone else. I feel like this is, like, the worst player he could play with. That's it.
He did play with PG. What happened last year?
You know what? You're right. Wow.
Look, exactly. You could give Westbrook, what, PG, Kevin Durant.
All right, Durant. Yeah, Durant. Conference finals. Playoffs. Two conference finals and a one NBA finals appearance with Durant.
For how many years?
That's 3 years.
With
a final, one finals appearance, two conference finals.
With Ibaka, with Harden.
Good team. They were good. They were good. Well, no, Harden was only there for two of them. Not all of them.
They were disappointing, I think. But anyways, I have the Thunder in six. I think that the Thunder are actually – I trust them more in the playoffs. I think CP3 has seen everything the Rockets do. I think he knows what he should be doing against them.
That's the one thing that scares me about this series is CP3. I can't imagine James Harden just bowing out in the first round.
I also think that OKC defense –
And also, this is a thing to Westbrook fans and Westbrook stans who will defend him no matter what. If Westbrook plays and looks terrible and loses to his former team that everyone said was horrible without him, it's over. It's over for Westbrook. Like, I'm not putting him top 20 if he loses.
Well,
I'm so serious.
That's what I think is going to happen. And
I'm not putting him top 20. If Westbrook plays in this series and looks horrible and loses, I can't put him top 20. I can't. I can't get over it. I can't imagine that happening, especially with Harden.
I think that matchup-wise, the Rockets give you a bunch of mid-ranges, and the OKC literally takes whatever they give you, and that's how they've been winning all year, because teams give them mid-ranges, and they just say, okay, we'll take that, we'll play the smart way, and they win like that. And I think that's going to continue in the playoffs. And OKC defends everything the Rockets want to do. Like, as crazy as it sounds, OKC is by far to me the favorite. I think it goes to six just because Harden is that good that he'll win.
The best player
games.
In the series.
But, I mean,
we both had him in top five. You think a top five player in the league is going to lose in the first round?
Look.
Oh.
Look.
I'm just saying. He's a top five player in the league. You think he's going to lose in the first round?
Yes.
Wow.
And I don't even – do I have him top five? I think you've got Curry and KD coming back. Curry and KD come back, he's not top five.
Top seven. Top seven players don't lose in the first round normally.
Top seven
anyway,
is
this is my thing. The Thunder, look, for everything you want to get into, I got a stat for you. The Houston Rockets are second in records versus winning teams. You know where the Thunder are? Below 500. I think a lot of this stuff that they've done has been against weaker teams. And – it pains me to say this because I love CP3, and I would have loved for him to also play someone else. Like, I want to see CP3 in the second round. I think a lot of the criticisms that are thrown his way are a little unfair. I mean, for everything that Harden struggles in the playoffs, I mean, CP does too. And for a team that's – I mean, the Rockets are getting back Eric Gordon. A team that – like the Rockets, who've been in the conference finals before, who've been in the second round, who have gone to – to six, I'm going to seven with the Warriors. I think that there's even more spacing now, and I think their small ball is a little gimmicky, but I think it can get him past at least one round because they're that good. And I like Eric Gordon coming back. That's big.
I don't know. I like you say that you trust them more. Like,
yeah, I trust them more. I trust like, Eric Gordon.
I think Harden underperforms in the playoffs. First of all,
CP doesn't compare to Harden.
I think CP's just been more unlucky than Harden, though.
I think, but I think, I mean, Harden has Harden has like been better in the playoffs. I don't think we can really debate that.
Yeah, but if we're matching up team versus team, I think OKC's gonna do. OKC's a team that's gonna be the same team they were in the regular season, whereas the Rockets have consistently been a team that plays worse in the playoffs.
So and when they you match still up two teams, go to like, and even with all that, they still went to 7 with the Warriors, and went to 6 last year. Like, for all the criticisms, they still go far. This team just wins. James Harden's a winner. I don't think James Harden's wired that way. Like, I don't think he's. Look, I mean, you have OKC in what, 6?
Yeah.
I feel like if you're picking OKC, it has to be in 7.
No, I got OKC in 6. Schroeder's going to be big. He's averaged, what, 25-8 in a playoff series before? Like, I trust him.
I trust Schroeder. I think Schroeder's the type of guy that, like, to win you a game and then lose you 2 games.
No, he's coming off the bench. No, I don't have to worry about that.
I think so.
I think and OKC Eric has Gordon, better.
Eric Gordon was amazing in that Warriors series. Like, he was great. He averaged, like, 20. Great defense. Efficient. Was doing his job.
OKC has a better depth lineup.
What is that?
OKC has a better depth lineup.
I think that depth lineup?
Depth lineup. Like, you throw your best 5 out there. OKC's
no,
better.
No. Not with Russ. What?
What do you mean? Have you seen OKC when they throw out Schroeder with CP3, Shea, and they run that 3-guard lineup? Absurd.
Have you seen the Thunder when they're healthy against teams like, I mean, look at all the top teams in the league that they've played well against.
The Raptors were like 500 against like good teams last year, or like playoff teams last year. Like,
I mean, it's
not about that.
Do you think this team's as good as the Raptors? No. No way.
You didn't think
not
that about
close.
The Raptors.
I thought they were really good. I thought they might have been the best team in the East. I really did.
This team resembles the Raptors in some way.
How?
Because
you're just making stuff up.
What do you mean you've got a 1-year rental guy who's like a
who's
top
the Kawhi, who's the Kawhi comparison? Gallo?
Look, we didn't even have Kawhi top 3 or top 4 until he got there.
No, I think he was 4.
And this team is,
I think
Billy
4.
Donovan is gonna out.
I think he was
Mike
4.
D'Antoni.
I think he was 4 and healthy.
You could say that in hindsight. I don't know if people would.
No,
have said
I really
that
back did. Then. I really did think that in 2017. I think he was 4. And in 2018, he didn't play, so I didn't want to rank him because he didn't play. And I shouldn't have ranked him because he played like 9 games that year. But 2017, the last time we saw him before the Raptors, you know, before he won the title with the Raptors, 4th best player in the league.
Give me OKC.
LeBron, Steph,
OKC
KD. Yeah, whatever.
That's all right, second round.
I do agree disagree a lot on this series. All right, let's head back to the East. The 1-4 matchup. You have Pacers Bucks. I have Heat Bucks. But, I mean, if it's Heat Bucks, I mean, it's tough because the Heat have played the Bucks really well. They have a lot of guys to guard him, like Bam, Crowder. And I think they did a really good job on Giannis. But even with the job they did, Giannis would still get like 30. I think Chris Middleton's been better this year compared to last year. I got Bucks in 6. I want to say 5, but I think the Heat actually have a lot of guys to guard him.
I got
what do you
Bucks
have?
First, Bucks versus Pacers, Bucks in 7.
Ooh.
I think
you're really. You don't
think
you'll be a little biased
with
the Pacers?
Sabonis might be back for the series. I think Sabonis might be back for the series.
Oh, Sabonis is back. That changes things. I'll admit that. Sabonis could stretch the series. I would probably go Bucks in 6 as well if it was Pacers. I think the Pacers and Heat are pretty similar, like in their ceilings in the playoffs. And I think they both have guys to guard Giannis, but I trust the best player in the series. I haven't broken my rule yet. I will, though. No spoilers.
So if it's best player in the series that always wins, never mind. You know what? You're going to hate me for that if I say it. Never mind.
What are you going to say?
No, Steph Curry beat Kevin Durant, but you never give him credit for that. It's always
that,
this,
they
that had
the
better team.
Better. That year he was better. No, that year he was better. I'm not going to do that.
So what
that
changed?
Year he was best player in the series.
So what changed?
KD got his spacing.
From who?
that team.
Oh.
Look, either way, that year, no one can argue that Steph was the best player on the court in that OKC series.
Exactly. And it changed. Nothing changed.
Okay. All right. We've been down this road so many times. And, you know, LeBron was the best player when they played the Warriors. And that's just how things go. But especially in the first round, it's very uncommon for the best player in the series to lose. And, like, I'm not saying, like, my rule is set in stone. Like, I'm going to break it when we go through this playoff bracket. But for me, like, what? You think no one's stopping Giannis. Giannis is getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. There's no way he doesn't.
Do you really think that it's always the best player?
No, I don't. I think it's mostly like that.
Okay, because I don't know. There have been cases over history where it's just not true. But, I mean.
No, right. There have. But, I mean, like, I feel confident leaving the series saying, like, that was the best guy on the floor. Like, that's what I mean.
Like the Jazz beat the Thunder a few years back.
Yeah, because Mitchell was the best player on the floor.
And you could have made a case. Before, I mean, everyone would make the case
for the series. I'm saying we left this series saying Mitchell was the best player on the floor.
That's what I'm saying. And West. You leave this series thinking different things from when you came in.
But I don't think that's going to happen. I don't, like, look at all the best players I've picked. Tatum. Raptors, they're going to be the Nets. Like, I don't have to mention that. Giannis, Tatum, Harden, Jokic, Braun, Kawhi. This is cream of the crop. That Westbrook team and George team. Westbrook and George are not A-listers. They're like A-minus listers.
What about Boston? A-listers. What about Boston 2 years ago when it went to conference finals?
That's a good example. But again, in that Bucks series, I think, look, people are gonna say I'm crazy, but I think Horford was the most valuable player in that series.
But I think you think things like that in hindsight, like CP3 would be the most valuable player in the series.
No, Harden would.
Even if the Thunder win?
See, I don't think that. That's why I picked the Rockets. Well, you know what? I'll just say this. We'll check back. We'll check back in 2 weeks when the first round's done. How about that? We'll check back.
All right. And, okay, whatever. So, Raptors Celtics.
Wait. Are the Thunder the 4 seed right now?
Are the Rockets?
Who's the 4 seed in that matchup?
The Rockets.
Rockets, right? See, I didn't even check. I don't really think it matters that much. But
Raptors Celtics, who do you have?
Now I'm breaking my... See, I feel like I'm breaking my rule, but... So wait. Are you done with Bucks Pacers?
Yeah.
I feel confident that Giannis will win. I think both of those series will at least go to 6. I just... Giannis has been even – I feel like he's went up a level. He's got more playoff experience. He's learned, and he didn't run into the Raptors yet, so I feel more confident in him. Celtics-Raptors, I have the Celtics in 6.
Me too.
No, 7.
I think the Raptors are so strong because they take away your best player. I don't think there's anyone to really take away from the Celtics when you've got Kemba, Brown, Hayward, and Smart all on the floor.
Like, I think we could leave that series saying Lowry was the most valuable player that series, but the Celtics win. Like, that's my rule breaker. I just don't think it happens a lot in the first round, is what I'm saying.
I mean, I guess. I think that the later you go into rounds, the more you change your mind on who the better player is. But
that's all fair.
I've got Celtics in 6, too. I don't think there's much debate there. For us, at least.
I want to go 7. I think I'm going to go 7. But then the Raptors might win if it goes 7.
That's what I'm thinking. I think that's it. I trust them. I just think the Celtics just match up too good against any team in the East. I don't know about the West, but the East, it's too much in their favor.
You talked me into it. I'm going Celtics in 6. My thing is, the Raptors have... And by the way, whoever wins this series goes to the finals, in my opinion. Whoever wins this series is going to the finals.
What happened to Giannis is the Messiah?
He is, but he doesn't have the Celtics teammates. That Bucks team is not as good as the Celtics team. It's just not. That Celtics team is ridiculous on paper.
You keep telling me that Giannis is the next coming,
Yeah, he is. We just picked him as a lock to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. That's a messiah.
Eastern Conference Finals doesn't mean anything historically.
I mean, he went last year. He's about to go again. Is he about to run the East like LeBron did? I'm just saying.
He's not. No way.
Look, he's really good. It's just we barely had Middleton in our top 20s. In our players list. Like, I think there's a ceiling to what they do. And I love Giannis. And again, I'm breaking my rule here. And honestly, we can just go to the Eastern. I kind of want to talk about this Raptors series. My thing is, the Raptors are just, they won the finals last year. They're having a really big defending the champs type of series. And I trust like 8 of those guys in the playoffs. I only trust 6 on the Celtics. I think I can trust 8 guys on the Raptors. Definitely 7. Maybe not 8, but 7 for sure.
I guess. I wish it was Raptors playing the Raptors Celtics Bucks. In the Eastern Conference Finals.
I agree. Oh. In the Eastern Conference Finals? Or in the second round?
I'm not a fan of the Bucks, but I mean, you could sense that. I don't want to get hung up on this series for too long, though, because we have to talk about the other series.
I know. I'm just saying the Raptors are really good. I trust a lot of those guys. The coaching's so good. Man, I want to pick Raptors so bad, but I think the Celtics are just better. I think they're just better. I think they proved it in the bubble. And my big thing was that Celtics-Raptors game, and the Celtics just blew them out.
I think you can make a case that
that's going to happen in the playoffs, but I think that the Celtics, especially if Kemba's healthy, that's the big question. If Kemba's not healthy, Raptors could win it. Really. If Kemba doesn't stay healthy, but if Kemba's healthy, this team will prevail against the Raptors, in my opinion. I'll go Celtics 6 as well.
I think you can make a case that the Bucks, Raptors, and Celtics are all as good as each other. I think it just comes down to the matchup.
Yeah.
So we're moving to the West now?
I think we're good on that. Yeah, we'll move to the West. We'll say the East. We both have Celtics Bucks in the conference finals.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go back to the West. The 1-4 matchup for me, 1-5 for you. Lakers Thunder, Lakers Rockets. You go first. Who you got and why?
Lakers in 6.
I have Lakers 6 as well against the Rockets. See, I don't think the Lakers have an easy path to the finals by no means, or even to the Western Conference Finals. I think whether they play the Rockets or the Thunder, they're playing really good teams. And it'll be fun to see CP and LeBron in the second round if that happens. That'd be fun. Or Harden versus LeBron. I like these new matchups we're going to get to see.
I don't even know how you have the Rockets past the Thunder. They're not the better team.
It's a James Harden thing. It's a PJ Tucker thing. It's an Eric Gordon. Those three guys, I just love. And Covington, I'll throw in. Those four guys, I just love those guys so much, and I think they'll be ready.
I think the Rockets are too inconsistent versus a team that is just one of the most consistent.
That's why I think they're going to lose in the second round. But I think inconsistent teams can get passed around. We'll see in the playoffs. We'll see. You could be right, and you rub it in my face, and I could be right. Either way, I had the Lakers going to the Western Conference Finals.
All right. Clippers first. Do you still want to talk about that?
Just amongst all this criticism of LeBron, he's LeBron James. That's all I have to say. Right? That's it. That's the case.
Playoff LeBron.
He's LeBron James in the playoffs. That's the case. Straight up. And everyone wants to bring in 17th year. He's looked almost just as great as he had as in his like very, very apex prime. His efficiency just drops a little bit. That's like the only thing.
He just knows what it takes.
Yeah. And I think he's the most mentally tough out of anyone. I think that guy's taken so much, you know, just so much nonsense, so much crap over the year. Some of it fair, most of it unfair. I think that guy will prevail. I think he hears the noise. I think he's ready to lock in. Zero Dark 30. That's all I'm going to say.
So next up is Clippers. What do you have? Clippers Nuggets, right?
Clippers Nuggets or Clippers Jazz. Straight up, I got Clips in 5.
Clips in four.
Yeah.
there's nothing to talk about.
This to me is the biggest lock. If there's any team that has the easiest path and the biggest lock to go to the playoffs, I mean to go to the conference finals, is the Clippers.
Yeah. I just wouldn't be surprised if something just happened to the Clippers.
I just think even if something happened, their path is too easy. And this is something that I'm just going to bring up I'm just going to have a little rant real quick. This is one of my things. This is one of my pet peeves with the NBA. And I've always been an advocate of this. I've always been a fan of this rule. You tell me if you're wrong. You tell me if you disagree. I think that the first through four seeds, excuse me, should take turns picking who they want to play. Like, you know what I mean? I think the first seed, I think they should be able to pick who they play in the first round. And they don't get to choose the fourth seed. They get to choose between the 5 through 8 seed.
It'd be interesting, but and I also, just don't like it.
I think it promotes regular season basketball more. It gets teams to try harder because you get to pick who you play. You don't have to play the 8 seed if you get a bad matchup. So I think it rewards one seeds. And that'd be especially – that would especially help in the bubble where it matters less being a one seed. I think that – I just think it's more fair for the one seed, and I think it helps in scenarios like this where the Trailblazers sneak into the playoffs and they're a really good team. I don't think they're the 8th best team in the West, and I think it'd be unfair. I think it's unfair that the Lakers have to play them first round. For example, in 2015, when KD was injured for most of the year and he came back very late and the Thunder went on that little run and they played the Pelicans in that last game of the playoffs and the game was basically for the 8th seed. Again, I know the Pelicans won. Anthony Davis hit that crazy, like, pump fake buzzer beater. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
And the Pelicans made the playoffs, right? And they played the Warriors. I think it would have been so and the Warriors ended up winning the title in 2015. I think it would have been so unfair for the Warriors to have to play the Thunder first round. Like, that would have been so unfair because you could have made a case that year that the Thunder were the second best team in the West. The Rockets were the other best team in the Western Conference Finals. And if the Warriors got to choose they want to play, they're definitely not picking that OKC team. And no one wants to see that in the first round. We'd rather see that in the conference finals like we got in 2016. And it was amazing. It was an amazing series. One of the best I've ever seen. You know what I'm saying? Like, could you agree in a scenario? Like,
I think there's something fun in like a 1-8 unprecedented matchup or something like that. Like, I don't know.
I like rewarding one seeds. And if the NBA wants to fix this ratings problem and get teams to try harder for that one seed, I think this, if anything, does it.
I don't want to see a 1-6, 1-7 in the first round. It just doesn't feel right.
I mean, tradition's not always right. That's all I'm gonna say. Time's gotta change. I mean,
Get that, but this is a bit over the top.
It's not over the top though, because most teams would pick the 8th seed. It's just in years like this.
How does that bracket work then?
What do you mean? It's easy. Okay, if you're the Lakers, honestly, I'd pick Utah first round.
I wouldn't, but okay.
Would you pick Trailblazers still?
Yeah.
You're not high on the Trailblazers like I thought you'd be.
They're their number 27 defense. Like, they can't guard anyone for their life.
I think they're better than Utah.
That's what I'm saying. Everyone thinks the Blazers are so great because they look at McCollum. McCollum put up 30. Oh, Nurkic put up 20. Lillard put up 40.
And they still barely won.
Because they're letting up so many points.
Yeah.
Against the Grizzlies and Nets.
That was the point you were making. Everyone plays well, but they still barely win.
Yeah, like everyone clearly didn't play well then. I don't know.
And Whiteside of all people was giving them big minutes. Like, me and you admitted it.
Yeah, I don't think that continues in the play. This whole thing continues.
I don't know. I like rewarding one seeds because I just want teams to try harder in the regular season. Like, I don't think the race for the one seed is a story that much in the NBA. Like, the Warriors, when the Rockets got the one seed, they were like, who cares? Like, didn't matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It didn't matter to them. And look, if it doesn't work, get rid of it. But I'm for anything to get these teams to try hard in the regular season. Whether you got to shorten it, which I think they should do by a little bit. You got to shorten it, give more incentives for a higher seed. Anything I'm on board with. But I just think the Lakers, I think it's unfair that the Lakers are the one seed and their path is so much harder than the Clippers, in my opinion. I think they have a gauntlet. They played the last two teams in the Western Conference Finals. The Trailblazers were, besides the Warriors, the Trailblazers were in the Western Conference Finals against the Warriors in 2019, and the Rockets were in 2018. And those are the two teams that I think they're going to play. And I think that's unfair because they're the one seed, and I think they should have more advantages. Either way, the Clippers have the much easier path, and I'm picking them in five against Denver. I mean, if they play Utah, I have them in four. And just bad matchups all around. This team is too good for me to not pick them, even if their chemistry may be off. They're that good.
Mm-hmm.
We agree on that. So we have LA at Western Conference. So we have LA Western Conference Finals, and we have Celtics Bucks Eastern Conference Finals.
Uh-huh.
I don't feel good about not picking the Raptors, but either way, Celtics Bucks, who you got and why?
Six Celtics.
I have seven Celtics.
I just don't just because two teams are comparable. Just because two teams are comparable, I don't think that a series just goes to seven. I think the Celtics are just on paper. Maybe they're not with the Bucks, but you watch a game of basketball. You watch a Bucks versus Celtics game. I think the Bucks could take two games because of poor shooting the ice. Other than that, Celtics every night.
You know, I'm with you because I think that Celtics roster between Tatum, Brown, Kemba, Tice, Smart, Hayward, it's just like those guys will all be playing 40 minutes probably. Smart probably less, and maybe Hayward, but most of those guys will be in the 40-minute range. I just really trust those guys in the playoffs. I do. Mm-hmm. As crazy as it sounds because there's a young team, and we are picking a young team to go. I guess the safe veteran bet would be the Raptors. I think the Celtics are that good. I think they have a lot of guys to guard Giannis. I think they're just better than the Bucks. And to be honest with you, I'm with you if they could beat the Celtics. If they could beat the Bucks in six. Honestly, I'm just picking seven because the Giannis thing. But honestly, I mean, it could go six. I'm either way. It really doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
I think the Celtics are... I think they're really good, man. I think they're the third best team in the league.
I know. I think they're the best team. Like, team.
Ooh. And I trust their coach.
Yeah. No, that's probably the biggest reason why I'm picking him. Like, when it comes down to it. He has gotten that
team. When he got them to the Eastern Conference Finals in 2018, like, when that squad made it, there was just no chance in hell I thought they had at it. And it was, like, easy. Beat Sixers in five. Like, you know what I mean?
People are saying Nick Nurse is the best coach in the league. I think Brad Stevens is just tied for first with him.
Nurse, those are probably the top two. And then the third is like a bunch of guys I think are the third spot. I'd go Vogel, but there's a lot of candidates.
No, I would not go Vogel.
I really like Vogel. I do. I think he's done an amazing job with the Lakers. Amazing. For all the mixed match parts they have, it's kind of like just add LeBron, Davis, Stir, and try to win a championship. You know, like, this is a really random set of guys after LeBron and AD, and they're making it work the one seed. I think LeBron gets a lot of credit for that, but I think Vogel gets some.
Okay, so Lakers, Clippers, who do you have?
I have Lakers in seven.
Me too.
Ooh!
I
thought we were
going to
disagree here. I thought we were going to disagree.
I just think that the Lakers... Honestly, the Clippers should win the series. But it just... My one reason is that it's Lakers versus Clippers. Lakers rule the Clippers. It sounds crazy, but that's literally what the storyline is going to be at the end of the day.
I think the Clippers are maybe the most mysterious team of the favorites. Like, I have no idea what this team is going to look like in the playoffs. I don't know who their crunch time five is. I have no idea what this team is going to look like. And the big things for me with the Lakers, Kuzma's look better for me. And this team is just a lot of veterans. And if I'm going to trust any team, I'm going to choose the team with a lot of veterans. You know what I mean? Like, besides, with the exception of Kuzma, and I guess Davis, but at least he's been the second round, like LeBron, more experienced than anyone. Danny Green, experience. Dwight Howard, experience. Like, look, JaVale McGee's been in finals games. Dwight Howard's been in finals games. Danny Green, been in finals games. LeBron, been in finals games. I'm just, like, this team, I mean, Rondo, when he comes back, been in finals games. Rondo will be back, right? He'll be back at some point. Like, he should be back for this series, right?
Yeah, he should be, yeah.
He should be, right?
Yeah, Rondo's going to be great. And I don't get the Rondo slander. Avery
Bradley, but this is my thing. And look, to be honest with you, Steven, I don't feel confident about this pick. I really don't. The Clippers are the better team. They really are. But I refuse to believe that a team that has never won jack together can just not try for a whole season, load manage through all of it, not care. The Raptors are an exception because it was only Kawhi. The rest of the team, Gasol, Lowry, Siakam, they were balls deep in that regular season. You know, it was every night for them, that Raptors team. Like, could we agree with that? It was just Kawhi. This team, like, PG takes nights off. Pat Bev does. Lou Will. Trez, like, Kawhi's the king of it. This team is load managed throughout the whole season. They haven't, by all indications, cared about the regular season at all. And I refuse to believe that a team that has not done anything can win four straight rounds after literally, explicitly not, like, literally, they say in interviews, load management, that they don't try in the regular season. I just refuse to believe that a team can do this. And if they do, if the Clippers win the finals, look, I'm a big LeBron fan, I'm not going to lie. If the Clippers win the finals, the NBA is a big, big, big problem because the best teams in the league are going to do the same thing as the Clippers because they're going to say, oh, if they don't care, we're not going to care. Like, even the Warriors, they would kind of go through the motions. They didn't play – their guys weren't playing 60 games a year. You know what I'm saying? Like, their guys did not care about the season. And not only that, but that team proved something. They got that luxury because they won two finals. And we went to three straight. Like, they proved it. They deserved it. And that team was way better than this Clippers team on paper. That team is an anomaly. Don't model this rule off of them. The Clippers, I refuse to believe it. And I think the Lakers are, I think LeBron and Davis, for how well those two guys play together, I just trust LeBron to make it work. And I don't feel confident of it because the Lakers haven't looked amazing in the bubble, but we do this thing where we doubt LeBron, and I will not fall for it. I'm not going to doubt LeBron, and I will die on this hill if I have to, putting my faith in King James.
Same here. I just think the Lakers actually have a formula to beat the Clippers, and the Clippers are like, just yeah, like,
they've
let's,
done it.
Let's
they've
draw done our it. Best it's guys. True. Yeah, I just think the Lakers, like, 80. You put out 80 for the first three quarters. I get Lou Will and Trez were not playing that game, but I think the Lakers are perfectly fine saying, let's let 80 score first three quarters and let's LeBron do something in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and agree.
I think that final play is still really indicative of the most recent game of, like, in crunch time, who's going to prevail.
And LeBron, what, he missed the jump shot or was it a free throw? He missed the jump shot and then got his miss.
Yeah.
Like, the little things like that is why you win in the playoffs. The very little things.
Yeah, I also just don't see Kawhi going back-to-back like that. I don't think he's that good.
If the Clippers cared, I wouldn't be mad if they won. If they cared about the regular season. But they haven't by all accounts, and I don't like it. I really don't. I don't like when teams are like, we're talented, we'll get through the regular season, we'll just go through the motions. I hate that. And the Lakers have been balls deep in this regular season when everyone thought they were going to be the ones that weren't going to go through it like that. But here we are.
Yep. So we have the same finals, right?
Lakers Celtics. Who you got and why?
I want to hear what you have to say first.
Okay, that's fair. I'm not going to lie, I flip-flop a lot on this. But I trust veterans, man. I'm going Lakers in six.
Six? Six?
Six.
I think this is a seven-game series.
That would be one heck of a series, especially with all the historical stuff between the Lakers and Celtics.
And LeBron and the Celtics.
I trust LeBron in four straight rounds so much more than anyone on the Celtics. Just so much more. And I think with, you know, the NBA wants to crown a championship as soon as possible. So I think if anything that helps LeBron with this back-to-back-to-back stuff, I think he'll prevail in six. I don't think he'll even let it get to seven. And if it does, I won't be surprised. But I think Lakers in six. And again, I'm not going to lie. I don't feel great about this because this Lakers team is not a championship roster. Like, just straight up. After LeBron and Davis, it's a lot of guys. And it's not a championship roster. It's just – and the Lakers aren't the favorite by no means. And this can even seem like a – it's honestly – it's probably considered a hot take to pick the Lakers to win the finals.
Can we just talk about how fairy tale this is? Lakers-Celtics, like, yeah, in the finals.
Right. Especially if LeBron gets his fourth ring.
Yeah. For me to say it would go to seven, I think if LeBron back-to-back Game 7 wins Clippers and Celtics, I mean, I already think he's the GOAT, but, like...
Then we need to stop.
Yeah.
We need to stop debating it. If he does that, I'm not saying he will, but just if he goes back-to-back Clips Celtics game 7-2 and is like best player on the floor, finals MVP, we need to stop doing this.
I'm just imagining like another historic LeBron game 7 performance. Oh man, I'm so excited.
If there's anyone I trust more in a game 7, it's that guy. Really. So I can see that you think it'll go to 7. I just don't know if Kemba's going to be, honestly, I don't know if Kemba will be 100% healthy by then. And the Hayward thing with the baby,
I think, you know, finals time. I think if they're there, like, I don't think he's gonna leave.
I mean, you know, he said he'll leave. He said no matter what, I'm leaving.
I don't know. Things change,
I guess. And especially if the Lakers can get Avery Bradley, I'd feel way better about this pick if the Lakers had Avery Bradley. But it's just, LeBron's led teams have flipped the switch so many times. I've been right about it so many times. If I'm wrong about it once of the 9 times I'm right, so be it.
I'm worried about AD because of his health.
You're not worried about... I'm worried about Kemba or PG more, or just as much. You know what I mean? Like...
I don't know. AD is pretty injury prone.
I think he's played mostly healthy this year. He's missed less than 10 games.
He's missed 10 games, exactly. He might be due, honestly. Crossing my fingers, but he might be due.
Well, I think he's had some rest in this bubble. Sorry about that. I think there's been a lot of games where he hasn't played like the most amount of minutes. And it's just, I think something fluky could happen in the bubble. Honestly, I'm open to anything because this bubble stuff is new. And if there's anyone I trust more when something fluky happens, when the going gets tough, like, if there's anyone who's more mentally tough, it's LeBron James, and that's the guy I trust. Straight up. I trust veterans, and it's this Lakers team.
I think LeBron is also, if he gets to the finals, he wants that fourth so bad.
Oh, yeah. You can tell by all accounts, he was... There was no one foot in, one foot out with LeBron this year. He was all in.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I've never seen LeBron, honestly, in, like, 3 years in the regular season do the two-way stuff that he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I really, ever since, like, 2016, 2015, I haven't seen him, like, do that at a two-way level in the regular season. In the playoffs, he always does this, but I mean in the regular season.
Has LeBron ever played? No. He hasn't played a lot of these teams in the West in the playoffs.
No, he hasn't. He hasn't played any.
Yeah. So,
he's played the Celtics a million times, and he's owned them, but everyone else.
Yeah.
Like, he owns the Celtics.
Yeah, I'm just looking at his numbers from... Wow. His numbers versus the Celtics are absurd.
I know. That's why I think it could go six. The 2018, that might have been the... Honestly, straight up, that might have been the best series he's ever played. It really might be.
I think it will.
The Cavs versus Celtics 2018 series.
It's so hard.
Just like statistically for what he was able to do. Oh my God. This didn't even make sense.
This is why Michael Jordan and LeBron James are in their own tier. Because you just look and you're like, which one was the best series? And there's just so many. You're like,
yeah,
man, was that the best series of all time for a player?
Let me just give LeBron stats. He averaged 33.5 points a game, 9 rebounds, 8.5 rebounds, shooting 52% from the field, 41% from three. Like, what? Like, are you kidding me? His next best player was Kevin Love, who didn't even play all seven games. Yeah, Kevin Love averaged... The next best player on the team was Kevin Love. He averaged 12 points a game. After that, it was George Hill, Jeff Green, Kyle Korver, Thompson, JR, Clarkson. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm with you, yeah.
But that's who we got. That's our NBA 2020 NBA playoff predictions. Those are our brackets. Starts tomorrow. Cannot wait. I'm ready. I'm ready, man.
Me too.
I'm here for it. That's all for me, though. I think I'm good. Anything else you want to add?
Said everything I need to say.
That's my predictions. Way. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll see you guys on Wednesday once these playoff games are up and going. And can't wait till then. Till then, we'll see you guys. Thank you for all for listening. And that's it. Bye.
Peace.